Tav Chaf Hei. We did Jalabi Yabim Berchaz
Amos. Oh, I didn't get the chance why you take the tefillin off. That's why I didn't understand.
There's two reasons why you take the tefillin off. We're holding Simon Tav Chaf Hei, Sif Gimel. That's where we're holding. Just going back to the tefillin issue, there's two reasons why. It's interesting that he says it. One reason here and one reason in Hilchos Tefillin. In Hilchos Tefillin he says, because you say Keser by the Kedusha.
That's right. I just remember it's meant just to mention that.
So Mr.
Brewer, the Mr. Svardi said should take it off, but Ashman shouldn't.
Right. So this is, you know, that's what he says about Hilchos Tefillin.
Right.
Over here he doesn't say that. Over here he says a different reason, because since Yom Tov is an ois, and Tefillin is an ois, that's why we don't wear Tefillin on Yom Tov. So Rosh Chodesh, even though it's mutar malachos, it's not a full ice, but at least b'shas, we're saying the tefillas musaf, which is focused on the elements of the kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So for that moment, it's like an ois, and therefore we shouldn't be wearing tefillin. So he says over here.
I remember a Tosfos somewhere, the nashim don't do malachos. I think remember a Tosfos somewhere that some nashim men didn't do some malachos.
Right, yeah, you think
right?
Tosfos and Psachim in the beginning of the fourth parak.
I don't remember where, but I remember reading that.
It's Tosfos on Nunama Beis.
Oh, very good. I don't even remember the Masechta. Probably learned it 30 years ago.
Right, it's Yerushalmi. He's quoting Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says there was a minig Noshim not to do malacha, but the minig an Noshim, it says the minig of an Noshim not to do malacha is not considered valid minig. The minig of the Noshim is considered valid minig.
Okay, so there's some Klal Yisrael don't do malacha, so it's still some kind of yomtov.
We had that before, that idea. We also had that before, the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the minig of not to do.
Right.
Back in Tav Yud Zayin, he talks about there's a Noshim Noigus Shalasas of Malach is a valid minute in Tav Yud Huminik Tav.
Right, but the Noshim, that's the only place it's mentioned, right?
It's mentioned, it's Yerushalmi. It's mentioned over here beginning of Tav Yud Zayin. Okay. Simon Tav Chaf Hei Sif Gimel. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yis B'Shabbos. So we spoke about the whole Simon is talking about Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. He spoke about Tefilas, Shachri, Amar of Arbis, Shachris, and Mincha. Spoke about the laning and the Haftarah. Now he's going to talk about Musaf. Kerlo b'Musaf b'Vrach Revius Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You mentioned both in the Musaf. You mentioned both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. You mentioned both in the bracha also. Okay. Zot the Mishabura Yudalad. Kalava Muslim, not just the Mishabura over here. Sidurim calls him Bishabas Rosh Chodesh. Ubashayam Muntavim. In many Sidurim is written when a case with Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh or on Yom Tov. Achar shemesayim korban Shabbos, yisayim that they add the word zeh korban Shabbos, the korban ayoyim, come or, and then you say the korban ayoyim afterwards, right? Can't cause the besider Rav Amram going, so that you say that phrase. So the mishabur achin tam poskim kosu to have a yitur loshen. Many poskim hold that batsim that loshen is not proper. It's not necessary. The kamish ma'igalio, probably hefsik. Because the Rosh understands this is Shabbos Yom Shabbos.
Regards Chaim Cohn, your former neighbor. I met him in Far Rockaway. He sent regards to you.
The Havi Hefsik. Therefore, since it's not necessary to consider the Hefsik, Chaim Kosu Shein La Omrei. Therefore, they said we should not say it. That we should not mention that nusuch. And he says in the bottom over there that Teshiva Lekit in the name of Rashi, it's Teir Lederuch. Then he says the Prichodesh and the Marmor Mordechai Paskin Lemaisa like that sheet, which is so the Mishnah Berurah's main achrua is not to say that phrase Zekar Ben Shabbos Recovering Yom Kippur, which is why if you look at many Siddurim nowadays which are printed, it's printed in parentheses. That's what the parentheses is about. You ever wondered about that? Karim Shabur, you shouldn't be saying it. Some people have, if there is, in that place, a specific minhag to say it, you would follow the minhag because there are definitely makaris which say it. Rav Amram going sitter is not a bad makar, right? But the mice, so the Mishabur's pesach is not so, and therefore, thank you, they put in parentheses. You should be chosen mekadosh Shabbos v'yisol b'roshei chodeshim. It says what? V'im chosen b'shal Shabbos levad yotze b'riyem. If the person didn't mention mekadosh Shabbos v'yisol b'razmanim, he just said mekadosh Shabbos b'riyem but he's yotze.
What can you say zmanim?
Why? Like roshei chodesh? Always.
If you say zmanim, every time Yisrael is mekadosh something, you'd say zmanim, right? Shlosh regalim.
Right, so that's. It's a fascinating. There's a Baruch Shomer. Sefer Baruch Shomer has a tefillah.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
Right. So the
Pekiyavos tefillah and also Tosefet's brother.
Right. So he tells, like, what's the pshat? Rosh Chodesh we say because you still Baruch Shem Chodeshim. Rosh Hashanah because you still be Yom Zikurim. Yom Kippur because you still be Yom Kippurim. Right. So why don't we have because you still be Chagas Chagas, like, why is it because of Hazman? So he wants to be Mechadish. That Batson, the correct Nusach actually was Mechadish, it's all Mechaga Matzos. Or Chaga Shavuos, Chaga Sukkos. Well, some Madfis at some point in time got lazy and he wrote Mechadish, so Hazmanim, and you're supposed to fill in the blank.
Ah, I see.
That's what he suggests.
Okay.
The Maisa became the stock that the Nusach was Hazman. I don't know, it's a bit kiddish to me that that's the shot.
There'd be other. We have Siddur Rabbi Amram and others in the room.
Right, we have. We can go back to you, right? Right. Right.
Machzor Vitri, I don't know. Does that have? Is that?
So I didn't look it up and see if they do have it, but I think it's a bit kiddish to say that everybody's making that mistake.
And if it's so important to mention Rosh Chodesh by itself, why don't you and Rosh Hashanah mention it? Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
Why don't you add another one? So it's a Karom Rosh Chodesh. So
it's not already, you know, you say we have a Karom Betzim.
The two different things. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh. And Yom Zikaron is a different dinyan. So you're sort of leaving out the Rosh Chodesh.
It's interesting because we relate to Rosh Chodesh as an element of Yom Zikaron also. It's where not to Yom Rosh Chodesh is it. That's the nusach that we say in Alamechia. It's where not to Yom Rosh Chodesh is it. Rachamon, right, the end of the Rachamons.
So it's concluded in Yom Zikaron.
In Vaisachot, Rosh Chodesh has element of Yom Zikaron in it. So it doesn't bother me so much. But the Yom Tovim, why are they not said explicitly each one what it is? I don't know, it's a good question.
Rosh Chodesh is.
Rosh Chodesh is.
The Yom Tovim is more of a Yom Tov than Rosh Chodesh.
So it seems to be like, at least, you know, the way our Nusach is, you know, we say Rosh Chodesh its own name because nothing else like Rosh Chodesh is not, you know, more. Less chomer, more chomer. It's his own madriga.
Why does you say here? Why are yotze b'di'evet if you leave out?
As long as you mentioned the Shabbos, he even mentioned before. A person would say a weekday shemoneh esrei for Musaf. He's talking on Rosh Chodesh on the weekdays.
Yeah.
He said a weekday shemoneh esrei by Musaf. Shachar is the second time by mistake. So he's not yotze because he didn't mention the korban, but if he said somewhere in that those 19 brachas that he said that we should be able to do the korbanos tvidim kesidra musim kelchasam. He said that phrase.
Masquerade somewhere.
He was the halachas, but he had his yotze. So even though he wasn't chosim in Rosh Chodesh, since he was masquerade the korbanos, he was yotze as din musim. So as long as he was masquerade. Somewhere in the paragraph that we should be zeicher to bring the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh properly. That's it. He's yotze. Not even mentioning the psukim. Yeah. Not even mentioning the psukim. We hold that the ikur nusach of to be yotze for b'di'evet for musaf. And the gevah shabbos also. A person davens a weekday shemoneh esrei. So if the person starts a weekday shemoneh esrei on Shabbos by shachris. By mistake, he starts out talking in Adam Das. He finishes off the bracha. Let's say it happened, you know, he wakes up and he's on a Mishmak Aleinu. You know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he finishes off the bracha. He didn't say bracha Mekadosh Shabbos. So the loch is that he's not yotz, even though It works. We're telling you, the brachos are supposed to be said. The brachos are supposed to be said. As long as Shabbos was mentioned, you're yodzei. So over here also, as long as Rosh Chodesh was mentioned, you just were chesem b'Shabbos and you forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh. As long as during the paragraph Rosh Chodesh was mentioned, you're okay.
So Shmoneh Esrei, the Iker Rishon Musaf has to be, so you can leave out Rosh Chodesh.
You could not the chesima.
The chesima. What about the Yom Tovim? If you leave out
so
Shabbos has my
in a case of out. If a person had chenami, if a person said Mekadosh Shabbos. And I thought Yom Tov is Yom Tov.
Same as here.
Okay. We'll see that. It's in Chelek
Hay. It just seems to me. In Kiddush, if you're making, I'm just trying to think. I guess I'm thinking the bracha by Kiddush, but there you have to make a bracha in Zaman. That's Mekadesh the Yom. So this is entirely, here the Musaf is the Iker. So
right.
So this bracha is not as... I don't know what it is. why does it have to be in the bracha? I mean, it seems just like an accessory. It's not that important. Then
it's well, it's saying it's said in the nusach of a bracha because anytime we want to, we want to represent the concept of avodas karbonas, we do it through a Shmoneh Esrei process,
right?
So Melai mentioned the karbonas in the nusach. That's
yeah. I understand the chesima just seems kind of odd that you leave it. You have to have the chesima. I mean, so it just seems odd.
Okay.
Simon
Tov Chavav. Berachos on the one who's manus. Now he's moving from Hilchos from the lochos of Davening Rosh Chodesh into the lochos of Kiddush Lavana. Aleph, it's the Gemara Sanhedrin. Lavana b'chidush, a person sees the Lavana as it's in its new state. Bevorach Hashem b'mamor Rosh Hakim. The Gemara actually quotes the whole nusach of the bracha, b'chulo, etc. As printed in the Siddur. Okay. At the end, they we finish off Baruch to Hashem mechadesh chodeshim. Hagav ein lekadosh hachodesh ela belayla. Beisha Lavana Zarachas, Benhenamir. It has to be at light nighttime. Or it's Ben Ashmoshes, the moon is out. You can't say Kiddush Lavana yet. You have to wait till it's Lila. And the moon has to be out. Benhenamir, you have to be able to benefit from the light.
What's this? Agor? You have this? What's this? Parenthesis? Egor?
Agor. The Ogre. Yeah. Ogre is one of the Rishonim.
Benefit from
the enemy. Okay, is it the Mr. Burrow talks about what these things mean? Haroya, Menashe Baturus Mel Kaddish Lavana, Davin Sasei Shazman Groma. Women don't do Kiddush Lavana. Now, if the Chom Sasei Shazman Groma, Noigos Anoshe Mishimakaimus, Mavorchus Alei, and women normally do undertake the Dumit Sasei Shazman Groma, that's why all our women are shaking the aluminum and listening to Shabbat Rosh Hashanah. We come walk a mitzvah and tzrichim l'kaima shum deheim germa p'gam alamon. But Chazal did not undertake the women did not undertake this one because since they were the source of the p'gam, had she not been choyte, they would not have been in p'gam alamon. It's all part of that process.
Oh, so that's
therefore, she stays away from this mitzvah.
Same way some women don't go to cemeteries. Not allowed into the cemetery.
Right.
This is another one instance. So,
okay.
So, Machayah.
Now that which he calls it, Mr. Seish Hazman Groma, it's not so poshut. If I tell you,
because you're setting,
if I it said is The bracha is theoretically anytime, whenever. The only problem is that I have to see a certain item to make the bracha. The item is only available to see by the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the zman, which is garment. Or is the item, the mitzvah wasn't this, you say this bracha at the beginning of the month. The bracha was, you say this bracha on a moon. Now, in this state, what happened in the moon in this state is only available for 5 days of the month. Okay, so it's not zman. Not your classic Zman Groma, where the Zman is the defining element. Over here, the Zman is the Lavona is the defining element. Lavona happens to be is dependent on the cycle.
But it comes in a certain Zman.
Right. So that's the Kiddush. I mean, that's also called Zman Groma.
It's a circular reasoning. It's okay.
It's interesting.
You say the Zman begins when you see the Lavona, and therefore the Lavona comes when there's a. Depends on the Zman. You see it when there's a Zman.
Interesting, there's a Chinuch. The Chinuch brings a, I think it's the Chinuch brings a sheet of that Sirius Armor is not Zman Krom.
It's dependent on you.
Why? I just asked you, you count these 49 days. So Rishiva Gifter said, you know, something like taking this idea even a step further. Is that called Zman Krom? Because the mitzvah is to count certain items. Happens to be the only time that you can, those items are available to count is from Pesach to Shavuos.
Right.
So it's not the Peshat as the Zman, or it's not like we're saying over here. It's not called Zman Groma. That sheet that the Chinuch is saying is it's not called Zman Groma because what we look at it as. Lewis is from over here. Right?
Thank you.
So Shavuos isn't a mitzvah, isn't dependent on Zman either. It's dependent on your individual, not on the Beis Din.
Right, but
Shavuos also the same idea.
Theoretically, we would say that Shavuos, as I say, Lewis says, a woman do it also. But theoretically, we would say, listen, the mitzvah is to count a certain period of time. That's called Zman Groma. The Shiva says, this is to count X amount of days, and it happens to be the days only available from Pesach to Sukkot. So it's called Zman Groma.
But it depends on Pesach, then. So it is Zman Groma. It depends on Pesach.
He said, I have to count, I can count books, I can count days, I can get, whatever I'm counting an item called days. The days that I need happen to be not available to a certain time. But it's not that.
Yeah, it's the time, right? Pesach.
But it's not the pshat is that. Zman Groma means like this. I have a mitzvah, which the mitzvah is not intrinsic to time. And the mitzvah is about blowing shofar. And I come and say, no, shofar is only during this time.
Yeah, to Rosh Hashanah. It's linked to Rosh Hashanah.
So the blowing of shofar is not a time entity.
No, but when you do it, it's
So theoretically, you could have blown shofar whenever. Comes to her and says, no, I want you to do it at a certain time. That's called Zman Groma. It means the Zman is... But if I tell you, do something with Zman, obviously, the only way you can do something with Zman is when there's a Zman. So it's not pshat, there's the mitzvah, and there's this side issue called Zman being grafted onto it, and therefore it's called Zman Groma. I have a problem. I can't count days unless there's days. But that's not pshat, because the mitzvah is counting days. So that's all. The only way they can do it is with Zman. But that's not called the Zman. The Kiddush of Zman Groma is when I which is theoretically not a Zman concept.
You mean day and night. When a dawn comes, you say the Shema.
Right. And I tie it to Zman. Now I say, well, what was it? But this mitzvah doesn't have to be bound to time. It could have been whatever. And now we bind it to time. We're saying, oh, that's meaning the Zman is garment. Over here, it's not that the Zman is garment. I mean, it is Zman. So,
I don't know why it's but it's very, it is, it's Pesach is garment. Once you do Pesach tells you when you have to start camping. Rosh Hashanah tells you when you're going to blow the shofar. I mean, it's not like Shabbos Zman. It's not like dependent on the Bria. It's dependent on the Beis Din when you're Mekadosh.
That's true. I understand that.
So that's a Zman. That's shofar. But shofar is the same as a sphere. It is Zman. The Zman is dependent on when Beis Din says. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. That determines when you do all that.
That's true.
That is Zman.
But again, I can't discuss counting days unless I have days.
Right.
Right. So, I can discuss blowing shofar without days. Blowing shofar. When? All time. No, only then. What only then? What does that mean? I mean only then.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So it's the days that, but that's it.
In other words, if I have a much better system, it's not a Zman concept. And I throw in a Zman for good luck. So what's up is this? That's called Zman Grom. If I say something which by definition is it needs man, because right. What you're talking about zman,
right?
So it's not that the zman is garimit, right? Its whole thing is zman, but that's not called zman. That's not what the din of zman grommet.
Okay, so it's zman is not totally on zman.
So in other words, he says now lavana. The mitzvah is theoretically we could have argued according to that sheet of the chinuch. So Levana is the same thing. I have to make a bracha on Levana. It happens that Levana is only available on Mondays and Tuesdays. Okay,
it's when I see it. It's not
the
light out or something else.
Right? It's not the time which is the defining element. I'm looking at this intrinsically is only possible within the context of zman. Okay, so that's not called zman grama.
Okay,
it's not the zman which defines it.
Right. So this is it's.
Okay.
Right. So this looks different. The chodesh looks
different. But the Maisi, he doesn't say that. He calls it zman grama. He doesn't say this. He's arguing, saying not like that. Okay. Now, sumach chayv lekiddush avana, kibrocha nisko chiddush erlam. The ikar bracha was that the Bereshit redoes the world. So whether he can be nehena from it or not, it's not the defining element. It's not a bracha of being nehena. Furthermore. We could say that he does get benefit from the moon. How is that? Because when the moon is out, and it's therefore the streets are lit at nighttime,
or the people see him,
somebody can help him. But darbly yetsam aris can't cross the chenim. We pass him that assuming makes the brach of yetsam aris. How does he do that? Doesn't see the aris because he benefits from the aris. The other people can see the now they have light. They can help him. Vayn v'yerloch. So the Rilocha, and the we'll see, we'll take a look at in a second. Okay. We can't shigir, and we shigir the chinuch, we were mechanach in the midst of Kiddush Levon. Okay, goes to B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Is there a recommended time, a sim and ayin, the Rashi Shom loin to hear it, then the Kriyashma, ayin Shom. Actually, the Kabbalah Gam came to Tevlin and Kenneth Hill, the Moshe Posish of Shachorach, and he creates my Ayan Shom. So, interesting that there's no din of Chinuch, I think Rashi says over there, the Rashi's mouth, there's no din of Chinuch on creates Mashal Arvis for a cotton. Because the Bath of Derek of a cotton is to be asleep by then. So, the father is not Nimsa Eitzel, the child. And the mitzvah chinuch is on the father to be mechanel the child. The father is not, if the derech is not going to be, the father is not going to be there, there's no din of chinuch. So the kiddush levana should be the same thing as krishma of arvis.
Then he has to be lila.
He's supposed to, he has to be lila, so he's supposed to be sleeping. So theoretically, chinuch. So he brings in the akhanan that there is, but he says maybe it's only talking about a kei. It just means it's time of the chatchila, not that you're actually mamash mechayiv. El balila. Lafuge ben Shmoshes Shalavana nearest Ksas Badain Huya. Dirk ben Shmoshes, you may not be Makadash Lavana. It's still considered Yom, and you can't be Makadash Lavana. At least it's possible Yom. When Hanami Ara, and you benefit from the light. Dahino, Beishes Yichos, and the Karas Lagabi Karka, that the shine of the moon is visible on the ground. Therefore, Niskasa Lavana Ba'ofim. If the Levana is covered by clouds, Imhoav, if the cloud is dark with kolush, it's very thin, Shiris HaLevana Mimenu Ben Henneba, the light of the Levana shines through and therefore we benefit from it. Now, we have a problem, we have a problem measuring that because we have so much other light available, we can't tell in these situations how much benefit we're getting out of the moon. Imagine you're living in a place where there's no light.
Yeah, here, show me if there's any clouds. People might say we can't do it. Generally, you know they
right. Same, but you know, but
even though you can see it. You can see it behind the clouds, and it's bare. But people don't say it.
But the point being, well, it's going to bring a shit like that. But the point is that imagine a place where there was no light.
Yeah, then you would be in a henna.
A thin cloud would not block the light. You'd be benefiting from the light of the moon,
even if it's a little bit thicker. So you have a criteria to judge it. If you can see a shadow on the ground, then you're
right.
Right. No matter how thick it
is. If the cloud is thick, he started to make a bracha, and then it got covered by clouds. Gamar bracha. Im lo, Shumashar Shetiskas Halavona Bamsa Brichos. If he can estimate before he starts, that, you know, he's going to start now, by the time he will not make it to the end of the bracha before he'll be clouded over. Shoslo Yaskal Brichos, he shouldn't start. He talks about that also. Now, there's some type of a blockage between him and the Levana, a curtain. And then Gam Ken Kamar Linyan Ovim, the Mimosuk Udach, because it's a very thin curtain. Sharber Mimeno, or Halabona, the light comes through. Achun Nehana Mimeno, he can benefit from it. Vyokhala Hakirmin at the bottom, Shame the Kerm, the Lord of the Levana. He could use that light to recognize items which are recognizable through moonlight. Because obviously you're not going to use a criteria of things which are not recognizable through moonlight. That's a waste of time. So then, if so, Yechol Baruch Olav, Vim Mosuk Hugas, Vein and Henry, Meor Labona, Ein Labaruch, Dabi Rechol Batol. Vayim Mashik Sav, Dabi Sav, Vesim.
So you make the bracha with your glasses on.
Right, so that's a question over there about, if he's seeing it through something which is clear, the Chor, that's not worse than seeing it through something which is a sheer type of a curtain, something like that. Okay, in the Bir Lochem, in the Hanami Arroy, she's holding him here. He brings him a piece from Chaim Tzanzer, three lines in of the Bir Lochem Enemy. Or a gun from Chaim Tzanzer, a ghost of Kosa. The Nirloi, the Filo Lohisko Ladayan Lavarach Achet in Skasa Alabona. Kol Shaloi, Ober Yosef Mikdei Diber Mishos Azarch Alabona. Yachal Hachili Haskal Lavarach Afilo Kisohonon. See, he holds it. The moon was out, the moon got covered. And if you start immediately after the moon got covered, so we take a deeper of the covering of the moon. So loch is that you're allowed to go to the chachil and say the bracha. That's what he holds. And he brings a raya from the din of Reish Chav Zayin Siv Gimel, which is on by thunder and lightning. You make the bracha, take a deeper afterwards. Right? So he holds you can be derech of the raya. And he discusses the din of a sumo. Bays.
Cover here, that you shouldn't do this under a covering.
He's talking about the later.
Okay.
Emi working on Yireach, other than Tzay Shabbos, Kishum Avusim, Ubegad of Nohim. The only proper time the Shulchan Aruch says to make the bracha is in a time where he's feeling good, feeling happy. Masay Shabbos, he's Mavusim, he feels satisfied, we got a noyim in his clothing, he's wearing nice clothing, so that's the proper way to go out and say Kiddush Lavon. I go over Dafkim Leil Motzei Shabbos, who cut him Yud B'Chodesh. So it means we wait till Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov. That's all talking about if it's within the first 10 days of the month. You wait till Motzei Shabbos. If already we're at a point that Motzei Shabbos will be later than the 10th, so maybe wait till Motzei Shabbos, you might end up, you know, it might be the 12th or the 13th, etc. You end up with only one more night afterwards. If it doesn't come out Motzei Shabbos, the next night you lose the opportunity to mekadesh Lavon. You don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. Shemi Yushnei Leilus or Shloisha or Arba Anonim. There might be clouded over those two nights or three nights or four nights, whatever the situation is. Well, you're a Levona. For Yavrazman, there'll be three nights that'll be cloudy and you won't be able to see the Levona and you'll lose your time. Therefore, you do it during the Chol, you should put on nice clothing. We don't do before Tisha B'Av because the idea is to be in a happy state of mind. Before Tisha B'Av, we're in a state of Avelis. Therefore, you shouldn't be Mekadosh beforehand.
You're going to say how early you can do it too.
We'll get to that. And not coming Yom Kippur because we are in the state of
being, simply Yom Kippur.
Before Yom Kippur, we're in the state of being worried about the din.
Right afterwards, it's simply.
Yeah. Matzim Kippur, Mekashim Mesod, Osir, and Besimcha, you can do Matzim Kippur. Abaloi Matzim Tisha B'Av, Rishatan, the Mechaber says, you don't do it on Matzim Tisha B'Av, or other Tanaisim, for example, let's say Serbatavis, you don't do it on the night of the Matzim Tisha B'Av, the Matzim Tainis, because not a time of simplest. If Mekashim Mesod, Matzim Shabbos, Shechal, by Yom Tov, if Matzim Shabbos is Yom Tov, you're not Mekadosh during that point in time, unless Mr. Bruce says it's the last night.
Exactly. I looked this up. It would be the last.
Vitella Enov Miyasha Raglo Mavarach. He looks up at the moon. He puts his feet together, and he's Mavarach. The moment he makes the bracha standing. He says three times it should be Simon Tev B'chol Yisrael. And the phrase of Baruch Yitzchak also three times. You dance three times towards it. The pasuk of Tipol Aleihem forwards and then backwards. Carrying the book. Shalosh Pamim, each one three times. He says Shalom Aleichem these three times. Meisha Havikashoyal responding is like counts like asking. So like theoretically, say Shalom Aleichem one person, second person can ask me Shalom Aleichem. Like the third person, that three times. Regem Loimer David Melchel Chavikayam Shmalchusa Nimshal Labana Vasida Lischadish Kemoisa. His Malchus is compared to the Labana, and it will renew eventually. Go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we dance. That's the meaning of dancing by Kiddush HaKadosh, Kiddush HaLevana, just like the Besim Chiznasu. Okay, let's hop around a little bit of the Mishabur, because there's a lot of Mishabur here. It's a long sif, right? Sif Katan Dalet, Emer Varchim. There's a lach that you wait till Motzei Shabbos. It's a preferred way of doing the mitzvah. For Messiah, I go, if you have no other option, of course you would do it a different time. Because of every Magam Mishorim, same as that Yibiyot. Because the Magam Mishorim was the Malo talking to the Beis Yosef. He says, "Bechodesh to Baruch Hu Beros Lavan of Motzei Shabbos." Timzu Atzlocha. In case the month that you're able to get Kishvon in Motzei Shabbos, you should know it's a Siman Toiv that you'll have Atzlocha. She says, "Gasa Tishalim Lo Yichal Baruch." If you can't do Motzei Shabbos, I say, "Bechodesh Lo Yiyah Atzlocha will not be successful." Okay. Elam Tzis Shabbos. Within the Matzah Yom Tov, we came out the Matzah Yom Tov together. The Shuas, right? Above Zion, Matzah Shuas. You want to be cast to the one. That's a proper time. It's only talking about we wait till Matzah Shabbos. If Matzah Shabbos will be by 10
days left.
Don't wait. It'll end up being you missed too many nights. It's not only half of the days of the month on the calendar, but it was also half of the days based on the Merlot to the Merlot. The Merlot to the Merlot is a full month is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalak. So you need that also. We do with Kiddush Havana during the weekdays, we're not knowing to put on a nice clothing. The Shriyim by Avelis, don't do it before Tishba, the people who say to Avelis, don't do it, the Gamke Mu'yamin, Mikayach, Adin, Ben, and Shriyim is simple. those at that scary time. Remember, Bir Locha actually brings in the Gro. The Gro actually with the Lavush, that is better to yes do it in the base mayor because this is what you get on the schools. Okay, we'll hold it over here. So cut and yod.